Lyndon, can I ask you first? It's funny enough, there was a story at the weekend that apparently ESPN, the brawl, you know all about this, don't you? I can tell by this, your face straight away.
Yeah.
Let's categorically get this cleared up. You're not the son of Graham Gooch.
I'm not. But I have had a few questions about that before, even before this weekend.
Did you know who Graham Gooch was when you were asked?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And you play
cricket? Yeah, do you like cricket?
I've watched it a few times with my dad when I was younger, but not the biggest fan.
Fair enough. So but that, we've got that one cleared up. Yeah. You're not Graham Gooch Jr.
No.
Going back to then this past weekend, and actually even going back a little bit further to the end of last season, were you slightly disappointed not to have been one of those players that got a chance at Watford on the final day?
Well, I got injured in about March, and my goal was to get back for the final game, and I just missed it. I got back, and I was training for 2 days, but it was a bit too soon and didn't want to take the risk, so... Disappointing, but I knew if I had a good pre-season and got myself right, then I'd get a chance for the start of the season.
And certainly at the end of last season, you, Tommy Robson, Reese, you were all being spoken about as, you know, you were very, very close to being first team members.
Yeah, I think we all had a good season last year. And 21s, obviously, we did well. We pushed for the title and showed how good we were. And I think that we've put a lot of pressure on the managers to kind of help us push through.
And when did you find out you were going to play against Manchester City?
Friday at the end of training. I was shocked, to be honest. I thought at the most maybe get on the bench. And then he read my name out just before we were doing some set pieces and stuff. And I couldn't believe it. I was like looking around and checking, making sure that it was right, you know. And all the lads were like, yeah, you're playing. I was like, wow.
Was it a good thing to find out Friday, or would you rather find out Saturday? I mean,
no, I think I'd rather find out the day before. I think it was good. I mean, get mindset right and just chill out in the hotel and focus. I wasn't too nervous, you know. I just wanted to stay calm and just play the way I've always been playing. That got me here.
I mean, the thing about, I suppose, the overnights in hotels, you've got a lot of time to think.
Yeah,
a lot of time.
Of course, yeah.
Did you have any conversations with some of the senior players?
A little bit, but. If anyone brought it up, Jermaine just went, listen, he knows what he's got to do, just leave him alone, you know, just stuff like that. They just said, just do what you do, you know, just work hard and attack people when you get the chance and just work hard for the team.
Well, you impressed, there's no question. The manager was full of praise for you afterwards as well. I mean, how tough was it?
It was tough. I think I was in the team for my energy and to work hard defensively and get around people in midfield because... they had a lot. Obviously, the fullbacks were coming inside, so I had to do a job for the team. And when I did get the ball, I tried to express myself and beat them and create chances. And I thought I did that a few times.
I mean, we've seen you for the under 23s, under 21s, as it was. I remember you playing against Exeter as well in the League Cup. You've got pace. You like to take players on. And Saturday, that was evident. You've got a great self belief. You're not scared. To take a player on and make a run?
No, not at all. I think from when I've been little on, with my dad growing up, he always told me, if you have the chance to take players on, don't be afraid. Make a difference. And I've always been confident in my ability, and I showed that on Saturday. I think I wasn't scared of the occasion, and I felt like I fit in. I didn't feel uncomfortable or anything. So I was happy.
What's your preferred position though, because he played sort of across.
Played all over. I played centre midfield, up top, out wide. Predominantly, I'd like to play behind the main striker if I could, get in little pockets behind there and help create more chances. But anywhere, I'll play in goal if we need to. Anywhere I can get on the pitch, I'm happy.
Don't speak too soon. I mean, you've given the manager a question, haven't you? I mean, your performance at the weekend. I mean, and playing so well. You sort of given him a problem, a dilemma.
Yeah, I think I took my chance well. I think there was times where obviously I could have done better, but I think he's shown a lot of faith in me to play me in the first game of the season away at one of the teams that's going to be fighting for the title. So hopefully I've put enough pressure on him that I can stay in the team or at least, you know, come off the bench and make an impact and be in the squad every week. That's what I want to do.
I mean, what would it mean to you? I mean, making your debut at Manchester City is one thing, fantastic.
Yeah.
What would it mean to you to get picked to make your debut at home against, your league debut at home against Middlesbrough.
No, it'd be fantastic. I think in another massive game, massive occasion, I think it would be amazing. Local derby as well. I think it would just be, it'd be a dream come true. It's what we all want to play in these types of games, playing for Sunderland. So, yeah, it'd be great.
And I mean, we joked about ESPN at the start, yeah. But you know, there's a serious point here. You're American. Do you get much attention in America?
I get a fair bit, I'd say. Past few years, I probably haven't gotten as much as other players coming through. I think I've gone under the radar a bit, but I've always believed in myself, believed in my ability, and I know I've always been good enough. So, I mean, if I get praise, fair enough, but, I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Because there seems to be a growing appetite across the water for Premier League football.
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially with my dad being from Colchester and my mum being from Dublin and Ireland, I think I've grown up in that environment. Even being over there, I watched the Premier League games every Saturday with my dad growing up, so it was a dream come true, and they were all watching at home like I used to when I was a kid.